News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Federal Reserve may soon reduce the size of interest rate hikes. Greg Clugston has more.
Since June, the Fed has raised interest rates by 0.75 points four times in a row. But the central bank's policymakers could slow that pace as early as next month. According to newly released minutes, most Fed officials favored reducing the size of their interest rate hikes soon. The goal of the rate hikes has been to reduce 40-year high inflation without sparking a recession. Greg Clugston, Washington.
More than 70,000 potential victims in England will receive text messages from police soon asking for their help in what authorities are calling their biggest ever anti-fraud operation. London police say more than 100 people so far have been arrested after a website described as an international one-stop spoofing shop was taken down. Also at townhall.com, the deadline is looming for Western allies to agree on a price cap on Russian oil. Bob Agnew explains.
The cap proposed by U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen aims to reduce Russia's oil earnings used to support its military and the invasion of Ukraine. But there are questions about how effective the cap will be. The December 5th start date also coincides with the European Union's embargo on most Russian oil shipments, and there's uncertainty about how all of it will affect oil markets, which are swinging between fears of lost Russian supply and weakening demand from the lagging global economy. Bob Agnew reporting.
The head of the International Energy Agency says Europe should be able to cope with the natural gas supply crunch in the coming months thanks to considerable reserves. But they're also warning the continent may be facing a much bigger energy crisis next winter. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager. As you know, the culmination of my life's work has been writing my Rational Bible Commentary series. I have done Genesis, Exodus, and the just-released Deuteronomy. They are all called the Rational Bible because my approach is entirely reason-based. My motto is, if it doesn't make sense, I don't accept it. If you look up the 5,000 reviews on my Rational Bible volumes, you will see how many lives I have changed. Whether you are a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or a member of some other religion, it doesn't matter. This speaks to your mind and your heart in explaining the most important books ever written, the Rational Bible. The latest is Deuteronomy, the most quoted book of the nation's founders. So if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift, even for someone with no faith, in fact, especially, I recommend giving them my Rational Bibles. Go to PragerStore.com. You can buy them individually or as a complete set. All Rational Bibles sold in the Prager Store are autographed by me. Go to PragerStore.com. That's PragerStore.com, or click the banner on my website.
A majority of likely
Real Talk Radio Network weather, brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis Real Estate Team.
After some wet weather today, skies will be clearing out late tonight. It's getting colder, too, with a low of 38 degrees. Then for Friday, clouds and sun mixed. Looks like Friday's a dry day for shopping, high at 52 degrees. Then over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, rain moves back in Saturday afternoon, continues into Saturday night, early Sunday. High temperatures both days will be in the low 50s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Topcon Family Construction has been delivering exceptional quality work and great prices since 2001. Their team has a passion for construction. These guys were playing with toy construction sets when they were kids. Need a deck built, or maybe you're thinking about winter projects? Top Gun Family Construction can handle your house repairs, deck builds and repairs, kitchen and bathroom remodels, sunroom additions, and interior and exterior painting. No job is too small. Call 636-466-3956. On Facebook at Top Gun Family Construction. That's Top Gun with two N's.
Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, from house to home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the services that we offer in addition to the build-out phases of construction. If you're interested in contacting Epic, you can reach us at epicdesignandbuild.com.
Hi, this is Betsy Mawson with First State Bank Mortgage and your host of Spouses Financing Houses. My husband Matt and I are a husband and wife team with over 20 years of experience in the mortgage industry. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, give us a call at 636-293-0577 and make sure to tune into our show, Spouses Financing Houses.
Saturday mornings at 10 on the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Hey folks, it's Kevin at Generations Marketplace. Well, I've been on here a couple months telling you about how easy it is to advertise with Real Talk Radio and how amazing these people are and how easy they make the process. But now I'm here to tell you about how well it works. Every week we have two or three, four or five people come in and telling us, I heard you on the radio. So if you're looking to advertise with a radio station that has a loyal following and an amazing mission, give Real Talk Radio a try.
Call 636-299-3702 to become a part of the Real Talk family and let us help you write your success story. You won't be sorry.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded. This is the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
Cut the crap. How many times a day do you want to say that to politicians? The elite, the loony liberals, the fake news media, and the gender-confused emotional socialist snowflake crowd. Cut the crap is your secret weapon for fighting for our freedoms and our great republic. It all begins with a massive mental enema, freeing you from the toxic news and politically correct views, which constipate your consciousness with stinking thinking. Your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, is known for calling out politicians and telling them to cut the crap. You've seen him on virtually every television network and listened to him on Coast to Coast Radio. And now, he's here to help you learn to fight for America. Culture, race, and American politics, they all have one thing in common. They all need to cut the crap. Now, here's your host, Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer.
Hey there, folks. Joe Von Hutton Pulitzer, thank you for joining me for the program. Cut the crap. I know it's a weird name for a program, but crap about sums it up. Culture, race, and American politics, that is. By the way, shout out to all my listeners on Real Talk FM Radio 93.3. Thank you very much. Keep your hands on the steering wheel. And by the way, you can watch me do my program on many different channels out there in the video feed because I record my program every single day, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., 7 days a week. And I do that at Central Standard Time, so you literally can make it very easy to remember when to tune in to the program. By the way, folks, this is a one-finger war. Get your one finger going. Get this program shared. That's how you bring other people into the fight. That's how we win this, and that's how we beat the mainstream maladministered media. Because they're not reporting on a lot of the things you should know about, such as, did you know there have now been, recently, multiple arrests in multiple states for election crimes? That's what we're going to be talking about in this program. They will tell you that, well, voter fraud is very minimal, and it barely happens. First, let me educate you on why you hear that. See, my job is to make you the smartest patriot in the room. Liberals will throw out at you that there's not really very much voter fraud. In fact, it's negligible. It's like not even a fraction of a percent. Well, you have to understand how the system covers for itself. And I'll give you an example. I'll use Maricopa. 2.8 million registered voters that are on the books. And let's say back in 2020, you know, there were 2.1 million people voted. One lady used her dead mother's mail-in ballot. They got a ballot. The mother was dead before the election. The daughter voted the ballot for her mother. She said she voted it because that's what her mother wanted to do, and her mother didn't get to do it, and she was honoring her mother's last wishes. But it's still a crime. Well, they found this, and the attorney general went after her. They caught it. Basically arrested her, indicted her, right? Charged her, arrested her, and then they did a plea bargain, and she bargained out and got a slap on the hand, and that was about it. Now, was that justice? Well, it's a crime, and it shouldn't be done. But what it really was a game, and let me explain that to you. See, many of the jurisdictions across the United States, there's what, 3,800 counties in the United States, they play this game. And it's so the politicians can go, wait a minute, we have 2.8 million voters. Hell, in the last election, 2.1 million of them voted, and you found one person that committed voter fraud? It is so negligible and ridiculous, it doesn't even almost exist. Now you understand the rest of the story. That's about as much as they'll lift a finger to do, because the con game they have been selling every one of us in the United States of America for decades is voter fraud is very rare. Now, again, since my job is to make you the smartest patriot in the room, I want you to understand the difference between voter fraud and election fraud. This is a repeat, but you need to understand it when I say this. Voter fraud means one person undertakes a crime during voting, just like I shared with you. Now, election fraud is something completely different. And that's why you never hear in the media election fraud. See, election fraud is basically federal racketeering. Election fraud are when the people, the politicians, the states, the counties, the voting companies, the ballot printing companies, everything, all the way up to the post office, are involved. And it crosses county lines, state lines, and everything else. And the opportunity to swing an election is created. Now, that's election fraud. That's a major, major crime. It falls under what's called RICO, R-I-C-O. Which is racketeering, basically criminal organized crime. The media never mentions those words. They do it because of that unholy trinity between our government, media, and academia. They play this game with us where they're barely doing anything, where people who don't really understand the definitions, don't really understand what's going on, think, oh, wow, they're on it, they're after it, they're doing it. However, since the disaster of November 3rd, 2020, the American voters' eyes have been opened. You know and I know that this stuff, both voter fraud, but primarily election fraud, exists. You've seen it with your own eyes. Regardless of what the mainstream media does or does not cover, you know it exists. And because your eyes are open, many of you are actually now working to hold your legislators, your county attorneys, your district attorneys, your attorney generals, feet to the fire and saying, here it is, you stop ignoring it. Let's get this crap under control. That's why 2020 was an incredible gift, folks. If I say it a million times, I haven't said it a million times enough. We are the most politics, electoral process, and election systems savvy humans to ever exist on this planet. I do not think anyone on a global scale of mass, meaning a vast majority of people, truly understood elections and how they're broken, how they're run, how they're intentionally broken, how they're crooked, how they have loopholes from the top to the bottom of the system until this time. That basically means you and I, the people that are alive right now, are the ones chosen in history to deal with this. And therefore, for the first time in history, more people understand how elections work, how politics work, how school boards work, how crooked politicians talk out of the side of their mouth, and we've learned to decode the messaging they're doing. We've learned to decode mainstream media and see when they're gaslighting us. Therefore, we're the most enlightened civilization on politics ever to exist. And I'm going to enlighten you some more because we're making headway. Hang tight. Be right back right after this.
See, I told you learning how to tell the world to cut the crap would make you feel great. There's more to come. Jovan will be right back.
This is Ashley with Epic Design and Build. We are a concierge design and build team. We specialize in custom renovations of all kinds, including kitchen and bath, home additions, floor plan changes, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscape projects. Our goal is to set a new standard for home renovations and eliminate the guesswork through excellent communication practices and detailed design planning. You can contact Epic at 314-570-1406 or at epicdesignandbuild.com.
Are you thinking about buying or selling a home? Are you looking to build or buy land? Maybe you're thinking about making some home improvements, or you have questions about building inspections and home repairs. If so, tune in to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. and Sunday at 10 a.m. where you'll hear all of the information about real estate.
People from all over are finding the voice of freedom.
St. Louis, Wright City.
Union, Berger, Troy, Missouri, New Florence,
Washington, Pacific, Missouri,
Franklin County.
Got great reception in all of Franklin County.
Why are people far and near tuning into the Real Talk Radio Network?
I listen to it because I believe in freedom of choices and the freedom of being an American.
What I like the most about it is they always mention God.
I'm angry at everything that has happened with the politics.
Giving you thousands of reasons to listen every day. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
I'm Christy Bush with my husband, Billy Bush.
They'll keep you updated on what's going on with the Bush family. And just like the reality show, you never know what's going to happen.
Hello, Billy.
With your wonderful husband, Billy Bush. You always got to say wonderful husband. I have been a really good husband over the last 30-some-odd years, right?
We will just say Billy Bush.
Behind the Bush with Billy and Christy Bush.
We're lucky to have each other, aren't we, darling?
Uh-huh.
Saturday nights at 7, exclusively on the Real Talk Radio Network. Show that you're a Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter with Real Talk merchandise, polos, t-shirts, v-necks, biker shirts, tumblers, koozies and coffee mugs, and stuff for veterans. All available at realtalkradionetwork.com. Support the voice of freedom and wear it proud. Real Talk Radio Network freedom fighter merchandise at realtalkradionetwork.com. That's realtalkradionetwork.com.
Take one for the Tap That App promo. Couldn't find a sexy woman, so we have to use Producer Dan.
What am I saying? Tap That App?
Yeah, but they want it real sexy, kind of sultry-like.
From me?
Yes.
Oh.
And recording.
You know you want to Tap That App.
Just go to Google or Apple, search the Real Talk Radio Network, and click on the Eagle logo. Then the Real Talk Radio Network will be available to you on demand, anytime, anywhere.
Tap That App.
Okay, that's a wrap, Dan.
Hey, Tap That App.
That's enough, Dan.
This is Roger Stone on the Real Talk Radio Network. Roger Stone did nothing wrong.
We're back Now let's continue to fight back and take back our country by learning how to tell the politically correct to cut the crap. Here's Jovan.
Folks, crap is going on everywhere as we get right here on the eve of these midterms. We're talking Colorado, Portland, St. Louis, Florida. I mean, stuff's going on all over the place. First place I want to go is I want to go to Colorado. You know, Colorado is a hotbed. We know that Colorado is one of those states that has been infiltrated and taken over. We know predominantly that Colorado does not, should we say, play by the rules and make up their own rules. However, yesterday, there was a registered Democrat that was arrested for voting machine tampering. Allegedly, he inserted a USB drive into a voting machine. Now, let me explain something to you why this is important. See, when these machines get certified at the national level, that's the machines the counties, etc., can buy. However, they really don't control the software after that. And see, software doesn't always have to be on the computer. It can be on the fob, meaning where they store the votes. And so if you can get to the back of a voting machine and you can stick in a fob, you can actually make it execute a program from the fob and change something on the machines. So how we even deal with our machines have a compromise. Well, police in Colorado have arrested a man. Right now it's at suspicion of tampering with voting equipment because they say he inserted a USB drive into the machines during the primary. And so Pueblo, Colorado has evidently a high-tech crime unit. They arrested this 31-year-old registered Democrat because they noticed that, and it's two things, by the way, there was felony charges of tampering with voting equipment and a misdemeanor charge of cybercrime unauthorized access, okay? They don't know necessarily what it did or what it did not do, but evidently went into the voting booth and somebody noticed that after he went into the voting booth, that the tamper lock on the back of the machine looked like it had been tampered with, right? As if someone had tried to access it. And so evidently there's some alerts that make the machine inoperable if somebody tries to tamper with them. And that's what they said happened. And so they heard noises coming from the voting booth. Poll worker went over to investigate, cleaned the machine, and they saw an error message and notified the supervisor. And then when they looked at the back of the machine, it appeared to have been disturbed. And that's kind of how they found out, basically, that they think this guy did it. Now, there's two things going on in Colorado. Don't forget that somebody has been sending in ballot envelopes with a powdery white substance in it. Now, even though this may actually be a legit collar, meaning of the criminal, I don't buy it. And let me tell you why I don't buy it. Most all of these machines do not have a type of alarm system that if the security tag is cut off, it renders the machine inoperable. That is total BS. It's total horse hockey. They have a little bitty tags on the back of the machine that, you know, like kind of like zip tie kind of certified tag. But if that's cut, nothing happens to the machine. If that door opens, nothing happens to the machine. That is total hogwash. And you can insert zip drives in this. So I think two things might be going on in Colorado. I think Colorado might be trying to cover its booty that they're on top of election integrity. I think maybe this guy is a sacrificial lamb. I don't believe that this guy, I put it this way, I don't think anything will come of it. Now, they said he was a Democrat, but he recently changed his allegiance to the Green Party. Who gives a hoo-hoo? Now, if somehow they magically came up with machines that now have these sensors in them, great, but they're not there. So I want to know what's behind this. I question more this machine being in a closed off booth and they heard something, and that's why they investigated, because they're not even closed off booths anymore. So I think this is astroturfing. I think they're fine mucking us. Yep, I think they're fine mucking us on this one. So pay attention to it. The powder in the envelopes may be how they we got to take our time and be very safe and count all these envelopes. Oh my God, it could be dangerous. We're going to need a lot more time. Can you see how that one may be going? Let's hop over to Portland. We've always known that Antifa has been an issue in potentially working to manipulate elections. Not the fact that they're Antifa, but the fact that they're liberal operatives and willing to do whatever it takes to keep the party in power. Well, evidently, some Antifa nut in Portland has started bragging online about committing regular voter fraud. This bright light bulb has been posting online, evidently himself, dropping multiple envelopes in drop boxes, saying, I've been doing this all week. I go around to all these boxes. I've been dropping 2 days of ballot all over Portland for the last week. Bejaz, right? He's putting out tweets saying, remember to get your voice heard. Well, that's actually a crime because unless he is done it for a week, that's 14 ballots minimum. Unless he's doing it for family, he just kind of got caught with a crime. Yeah, that's right. He's a communist. He'll get a pass. But this is one of the ways they do it. Don't just think these people are there to protest. They bust these people in. They pay them fees. They pay them bounties per ballot, right? And a lot of these people are in politics themselves and participate in those riots. One of them, basically, that got caught, right? Worked for in the office for one of the governors and stuff, and they're supposed to be cherish politics. That's why watching what goes online for Antifa, watching them, seeing how they communicate, watching for the ads in Craigslist. Hey, we need people. We'll pay you $100 a day to show up and help with elections. That's how they're paying and buying people off. And it is a organized way to do it, folks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They're doing it. And they're recruiting people. And this is happening everywhere. That's why we're going to hop to other states. More coming up. Be right back, right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back. Top Gun Family Construction has been delivering exceptional quality work and great prices since 2001. Their team has a passion for construction. These guys were playing with toy construction sets when they were kids. Need a deck built, or maybe you're thinking about winter projects? Top Gun Family Construction can handle your house repairs, deck builds and repairs, kitchen and bathroom remodels, sunroom additions, and interior and exterior painting. No job is too small. Call 636-466-3956 on Facebook at Top Gun Family Construction. That's Top Gun with two N's.
Hi, Richard West here. Let me introduce our family business, Overstock Outlet. We purchase excess inventory from major stores such as Macy's, Home Depot, Sam's, to name a few. We also bring in unique items that you won't see anywhere else. Our large retail store is a fun place to shop. If auctions are your thing, try our weekly online auctions. Registration is free. You can find us at Facebook at Overstock Outlet Lake St. Louis or Overstock Outlet Auctions. We're open daily, conveniently located at the corner of Lake St. Louis Boulevard and Highway N. Check us out, because you never know what we'll have.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the band. Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news in the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Having problems getting Real Talk Radio? There's several options to get the voice of freedom. 93.3 FM in the West St. Louis area. 104.3 FM in Hannibal, Quincy, and Vandalia areas. 100.7 FM, 1010 AM in the St. Louis City, County, and Illinois areas. 107.3 FM in the Raleigh and Steelville areas. And anywhere, anytime on the Real Talk app. Go to Google or Apple and click on the Real Talk Eagle logo. Now, more ways than ever to get the voice of freedom. All the info's at realtalkradionetwork.com.
Dan Bongino.
Hillary Clinton operated an unauthorized computer server. She kept in the bathroom at the Chappaqua house I was at many, many times. She trafficked in classified information because she had no government email account. We know people knew about it because Barack Obama's BlackBerry had her personal email address whitelisted. So it was a government conspiracy, meaning a lot of people knew about it and colluded to keep it quiet.
Tune into the Dan Bongino Show Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 p.m. right here on Real Talk, the voice of freedom.
Keep the Real Talk Radio Network with you all day long.
I listen every day, and I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Tap that app. Tap that app.
Oh, no, you got producer Dan started again.
I live in Troy, but I work in St. Louis, and I listen all day long, but my morning drive in and then my evening driving home. This is the only station I ever listen to.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty wants to put you in the home of your dreams. A house is what you rent. A home is where you'll nail your family sign, where you bring your first baby, where you enjoy hot chocolate on a snowy morning, or have to set the card table up for the first family Thanksgiving, where all the neighborhood kids come to play on the slip and slide. Contact the Rick and Tracy Ellis team and eXp Realty today at 636-299-3702, 636-299-3702. So you have some valuable land, but you really don't need it, and you don't want to pay the taxes. Plus, it's too much to take care of, and the last thing you want is a fast-talking auctioneer to swindle you for a fraction of its worth.
You sold my land for how much? I can't even understand you.
Let the Rick and Tracy Ellis team test the market to get you top dollar. Call us now at 636-299-3702 or email tracy@tracyellis.com.
We need to unite.
America first.
The Real Talk Radio Network. Did you know that Jovan is the only private citizen which has a full web page dedicated to him on the Secretary of Georgia's government website? Why? Because politicians are deathly afraid of Jovan, his reach, his fans, and his calling them out publicly and telling them to cut the crap. They know Jovan empowers the people, and corrupt politicians do not want the people knowing the truth. Now, let's get back to it.
Okay, folks, we're back to the program, Cutting Crap. You know, sometimes you should consider watching my incredibly handsome face flex my intellect. Most people don't know. If you're brand new to the program, right, and you're listening to me on radio or maybe listening to podcasts. By the way, we're like number 35 in Apple Podcasts out of millions. Folks, that's you listening to this. But most people don't know that I am a body twin double for Chris Hemsworth. You know, he plays Thor, right? You've seen him in the movies. Beautiful looking man. Every man would like to look like him. Well, I actually happen to be a body double for him. Most people do not know that. And so if you could just visualize this for a minute, if you were to get Chris Hemsworth, right, and strip him totally butt naked, and you were to get me and strip me totally butt naked, and you were to put us side by side, you will see absolutely immediately I am a perfect body. I'm talking exact match to Chris Hemsworth and his ankles. I'm telling you, it's a true story. My ankles are exact. You cannot tell the difference between Chris Hemsworth's ankles and my ankles. You strip us, put us side by side, I'm telling you, it's awesome. It's awesome. And I'm kind of proud of that fact. What I'm also proud of is, you know what? Well, they got this fellow in Colorado. They've got this person in Portland that they've called out. And now they've also caught people in Florida. Florida's brand new DeSantis election crime unit has arrested a woman for voter fraud. Now, here's what's really interesting. And by the way, this is the stuff that the media tells you. It's not true. People don't do this. It's not true. And they try to make it like it's an anomaly. It's not. It's just something they really do. It's not one-offs. This is in every state, and this is done more than you can imagine. But in Florida, this lady has been, she voted in 2014, 2016, 2018, and 2020 in two states. Yep, she's been voting both in Florida and in Alaska. These attorney generals and these board of supervisors and election supervisors and voter roll people, whatever, will tell you this is crap, it's not true. And you point to the same people, same name, same information in different states, and they try to say, well, no, that's a whole different person with the same name and exact birth date. It really is. Well, this lady has been arrested. She's 55. She lives in Lockahatchie, Florida, and has been voting in Florida and Alaska 2014, 2016, 2018, and 2020. The reality is we probably have, I'm going to guess at minimum, 4 million people in the United States that are doing this, that the system is letting slide. The system is letting slide. And it's because people are voting absentee ballots this way. In fact, online you can find Democrat operatives teaching people move to another state, especially Alaska. Because I think Alaska, if you'll go there and you are there for at least, it's either one day or one week. It's really weird. You can claim that as your residence. So you make a trip to Alaska. Yeah. File to get a voter registration. I just moved here. You only have to be there a day, or maybe it's a week. And they'll give you a voter ID, claim you're a resident, and you just take your trip back out and you keep on voting there. And yes, she's a Democrat. And this is why dirty turncoat rat bastards like Brnabich in Arizona, they know this goes on, but they don't pursue it. They'll tell you, no, that's a whole different person. This is part of the rig they're doing, folks. This is how they're stealing our votes. But luckily, now we have people that have ethics, like DeSantis, working together. People are getting into the voter rolls, finding out where these are, finding out who these people are, and turning them over with proof files, getting these rat bastards that are killing our country arrested. Millions of people are doing this, and this is why you have to get involved in election integrity, because these guys aren't going to clean up the rolls themselves, but at least another one bites the dust and is on the books. Now, I told you about this is kind of a known secret amongst it. This stuff is rampant. In Missouri and other states, when it comes to signature checking, the chiefs that are running the polls, this one happened in St. Louis County, are basically telling the poll workers, when it comes to that signature up on the screen, don't pay attention to it because we're not the photo police. Can you imagine somebody? I can see somebody saying that. Talk to the hand. We're not the photo police. I ain't doing that. We're not the photo police. I looked at a bunch of signatures that I'm telling you, it would be like a regular person signing and then trying to get your cat to sign it with a pen shoved up their butt. It'd be that bad of a match. Even some of these are just ridiculously stupid, not even the same name. And they're telling the people, let this go through. We are not the photo police. These are the trainers of the elections. Now, this one, St. Louis County, by the way, is in New York. It's in New York City. And you already know that New York has caught millions and millions and millions and millions of bad voters on the rolls. These particular examples I'm talking about are in New York City. Workers are beginning to work in these polls, and you now know what to look for because you are the smartest patriot in the room. And the very people that run the elections tell you, we're not the photo police. That's not our job. That's not my job. This is so outrageous. But what makes this outrageous is these are the people that are running our elections and training people to work. This one was a husband and wife team working. Not only does the signature not even match, it doesn't even resemble anything. But New York executives in elections are telling him, you can't point that out. That's not our job. We're not the photo police. This is institutionalized racketeering right there. But you know what sucks butt about this? The poll worker training the people, it's not actually a crime to tell them to ignore it. Some states have it a crime if they count the vote and it doesn't match. It is a crime against the poll worker. In New York and other states, it's not a crime. And this is why you have to be the smartest patriot in the room. And this is why we have to learn all this stuff, is because this is how we have to plug our leaky laws one at a time with very simple stuff. And I'm telling you, if you are a poll worker or a poll trainer or the poll boss, and you tell people they don't have to pay attention to that law, I'm telling you, we're going to get a law on the books and we're going to lock your ass up because you are destroying America. You are destroying the United States of America. Another thing, do you remember in Detroit where the poll worker, the poll chief was throwing people out and training and he had these real beefy black dudes, said they were his bodyguards, right? Working security, whatever, looking, you know, Black Panther kind of intimidating stuff. Comes to find out, that's part of his team that he calls them poll workers. They're not really poll workers. They're there to throw people out that don't agree with, I'm not breaking the law. And so he hires them as poll workers, but they're just beefcake to intimidate people and throw them out. Again, this is another break in the system. There are no laws against poll worker intimidation while you're being trained. There is laws about poll workers during an election having people intimidate them. They made that brand new law. But the loophole in that one is if you go to training and you want to go work there and the very poll workers intimidate you and call you names and run you off and harass you, it's not a crime. Another one we have to fix. Yeah, it's poll bouncers. Only poll bouncers I've ever seen. Well, I've seen a few poll bouncers. I think it was because when I went to that club, I took Ben Gay and I rubbed it up and down the silver pole. I don't know why it pissed off everybody, but if somebody dared me to do it and I did it. But I guess there are poll bouncers. But this is poll bouncers of a different kind, right? And this is one of the ways they're doing it. They're playing games with us, folks. They're trying to convince us this is all in our heads, figment of our imagination. Conspiracy theorists are selling you this junk. And we're finding out it's 100% true. They're ripping us off from inside the elections. We have been so apathetic and asleep at the wheel that some of the very operatives that are stealing our elections are the people we're paying their salaries to work as poll workers. And we have true Nazis, not the conservative Nazis they try to call conservatives. I mean, true Nazis there teaching people, okay, here's how you get rid of it. Here's how you get rid of this vote. Oh, just put that provisional down here. Don't even count it. And it's going on everywhere. And if you start to call it out, they run your butt out. We have to purge our political election systems of this type of stuff. And the only way we're going to do it is to methodically, line by line, draft new laws that put these people away. Just like what I'm going to talk about next. Well, remember seeing postal workers in Michigan dropping off ballots that the Secretary of State said that was normal and legal? Well, come to find out, it's not, and she's caught, and it's a problem. Hang tight. I'll be right back right after this.
Are you following Jovan on all social media? You think this program is good at empowering you? You should get your PhD in cutting the crap by following Jovan Daily on all social media. Just find him by typing hashtag Jovan Hutton Pulitzer. Hang tight. Jovan will be right back. The Kel & Co. Morning Show, weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real excited that Kel's back on.
They'll arm you with the ammunition you need to know to help protect your freedoms and navigate through this crazy world we live in. It's all live and it's all local. You never know who's going to stop by, and you never know what they're going to talk about.
When I heard you were back on the morning show, I was totally thrilled.
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
And that's when I started listening again.
The Kel & Co. Morning Show, weekday mornings on the Real Talk Radio Network. He grew up fighting for America the right way. Instilled in him was Christian and conservative values. He's a political science major. He's even an author of Conservative Prudence, Fighting for America the Right Way. He is Victor Nieves.
Like I say all the time, if you don't know the Constitution, if you don't know your rights, well, then frankly, you stand no chance whatsoever at ever being able to defend or protect those rights.
The Victor Nieves Show, weekday afternoons at 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Patriot Enclave with Brian Nieves and crew is growing more and more every day.
I'm a first-time caller.
You could become a coveted director.
As a first-time caller, you are a welcome addition to the Patriot Enclave. The next time you call, on call number 2, you are going to become a director of the Patriot Enclave.
With all the fanfare.
All the appropriate fanfare.
The Patriot Enclave, weekdays from 3 until 5 on the Real Talk Radio Network. Real talk, real truth.
Dr. Naputi is always good.
You know, you don't have to follow the sheep.
I listen to your station because you speak the truth.
I like the fact that it's a true station that we can actually listen to and know that we're getting the actual news. We're actually getting the truth of the story. And it's true patriots, a place where patriots can come and unite and have one voice.
Keep getting the message out.
The Real Talk Radio Network. In
America. Representative Richard West here. I host a new show, Open Forum, on Saturday afternoons from 5 to 6 p.m. We talk about the problems of yesterday, the issues of today, and the dreams of tomorrow. We'll also be following our Missouri legislature as the session begins with real inside information and real talk about the issues. So tune in Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. or listen to our podcast on the 93.3 Real Talk Radio Network.
America. Steve Hauer here, inviting you to listen to my program, The Hauer Hour, heard on this station every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast at 6 p.m. The Hauer Hour boldly shares God's truth and love. Love that avoids the truth is not true love, and truth taught without compassion has no impact. Jesus defined himself as the way, the truth, and the key to abundant life. Whether you know it or not, he considers you his precious child. He's eager to welcome you home.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
I do listen. I also support it.
The voice of freedom.
Can you feel it? You're getting more powerful by the minute. Just think of the impact your voice will have simply because you know how to tell the culture, race, and American political prostitutes they all need to cut the crap. Let's get back to Jovan and his final words for this week's program.
Okay, guys, we're back to the program. We're talking about crap during the midterms. We're talking about some of the elections that happen. I know you've heard that the National Guard's cyber unit has been activated to help in 14 states. I'm not sure that that is meaningful in any way. That is why you must be diligent and vigilant to pay attention to what is exactly going on. Because, you know, when they have overriding agencies there in the premise of watching the elections, you do understand they have an electronic hook into the elections. And if one of those people are compromised or somebody knows where that hook is, basically, they just hook into that and voom, they come right into the election. I don't agree with this. I think it's a bad thing. I also think it's federalizing elections. Think about it, folks. When you have the government placing people in under the auspice of Russia, 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 protecting, you've now federalized the election. Because you got the federal government watching state elections. Don't be fooled by this crap, folks. Do not be fooled by this crap at all. I would kick them out. Now, you remember the Michigan Secretary of State or the AG basically saying, hey, yeah, we do investigations and we're looking into everything and these whistleblowers really don't mean anything and we're just not finding anything at all. Well, there was video footage of postal workers, meaning in postal uniforms with postal vehicles, state-owned postal vehicles, and some with state-owned postal vehicles in civilian clothing that were dropping off multiple ballots in drop boxes. Do you remember seeing that? Well, the Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, basically said that that is legal. That is legal. And she's been saying this for a very, very long time. It's been brought to her attention and everything else. Well, it seems that the current inspector for the district, Michigan 1 District, Central Area, when posed this question, because it falls under this district manager, he has now gone on the record and confirmed that postal workers are only allowed to deliver mail to the addresses on the front of the envelopes. And that they are not allowed to drop absentee ballots into ballot drop boxes. Law, they are only allowed to deliver ballots to the specified address on that piece of mail. That's the law, folks. And this Jocelyn Benson there in Michigan has been lying the entire time. Now, this fellow also said that the post office recognized those employees from the footage, got the vehicle's numbers from the footage, and they have handled it with the employees. Now, number one, I should point out, if it was legal as the AG and Secretary of State continually said, well, we can drop them in the drop boxes. If it was legal, why would he have to handle it? He even said they took disciplinary actions or corrective measures with those employees. Corrective measures. If it was allowed and no problem, why would this executive in the post office have to take appropriate corrective measures if it was allowed? The reason is because they're breaking the law. They are breaking the law. This is now, I mean, this is it. This is now on the record that how they have to be delivered. And you now know in Michigan, where your Jocelyn Benson secretary website saying that it's normal and legal activity is a violation of the law. And because it's postal, it's at state and federal level at the same time. At the same time. So this is a fact checker for Benson. It is total misinformation. And this is what is called collusion. If you had an address in your town, just like they found in Arizona, one lady's lived there for 30 years, right? And she has been getting dozens of different ballots at her house for a long time. And always marks them through and says, no such person. Well, that's not the rule with ballots. If you don't do it the right way and check the box and all this and other stuff and whatever, it never goes off it. So they keep them on the books. So let me ask you a question. Who knows if a house that's supposed to get one ballot legit, but actually gets 20, who knows there's going to be an extra 19 ballots at that house? Ding, ding, ding. The postman or woman or the post person, zizay, themzay, whatever they identify as, the post people know where the fat is. And we've heard that these post people get paid bounties to turn over those ballots for nefarious reasons. Michigan, you scored a home run, getting her on the books, getting this called out. Now we need to not only enforce it, we've got to write it as a crime. And I think in many ways the post office is in on it. This is why, folks, we need to tell them all to absolutely cut the crap.
Most people are afraid to stand up and speak out, but not you. You've been learning how to tell the system to cut the crap. What can I do to help save the America I love? And the answer is, learn how to fight back and tell the system to cut the crap. Cut the Crap's not just a radio program, it's a movement. The right kind of movement, which breaks free the conservative constipation and reminds you that you are the majority. And we're just not going to take it anymore. Make sure you're following Joe Von Hutt and Pulitzer on all social media. See you next week. And between now and then, take a stand and tell them all to cut the crap. Rudy Giuliani.
Real Talk Radio Network plays a very, very big role in making sure the American people get to know what they need to know. I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. We try to cover the things that are covered up, whether it's about COVID or about Afghanistan or about Biden's incapacity or about inflation or about what I call the express train to socialism, which Biden has us on.
The Rudy Giuliani Show, weeknights from 7 to 8 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
And with our new tower, the signal will be even stronger and reach more listeners, making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3700.
This is Ashley and Pat with Epic Design and Build. Join us on our show, The Epic Hour, from house to home, on Saturdays at 1 and Sundays at 11, where we'll talk about kitchens and bathroom renovations, home additions, and even outdoor living spaces and hardscapes. Each of our projects are thoughtfully designed with our on-staff design team. Material selections, floor plans, architectural design, 3D renderings are just a few of the...
The Real Talk Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KXEN, K264CY, St. Louis. The voice of freedom.